Smith Show. Check out our website, TheRickSmithShow.com. So, like I said, on Friday, there was an event to highlight something that in the wealthiest country in the world, at its wealthiest point in history, there should be no homeless veteran. There should be no homeless child. There should be no homeless family. There should be a place for everyone if we had that priority. And I don't know that we do. I know we talk a lot about charity. We talk a lot about that. But I don't know that we actually have that as a priority. So on Friday, there was this event that said, hey, we're gonna raise awareness. And that's why I've asked Sonia Pitsey to come talk with us. She's Region 3 Coordinator, Education for Children and Youth Experiencing Homelessness, Lincoln Intermediate Unit 12, the York Learning Center. That is a very long, long title. Sonia, thanks for taking time for us.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for asking me to be on the show.
So any chance we can shorten that?
Absolutely.
Just so to say, we're a crusader to get children a place to sleep at night?
Absolutely. Well, I actually say, because it's Education for Children and Youth Experiencing Homelessness, which, like you said, is a mouthful, in Region 3 we call it ECYEAH, so that's how we shorten it, so that when people ask us, is there a way to help, is there a way to make a difference, I'm like, ECYEAH, we can. So it helps to kind of put it in people's heads and try to think about the educational piece for these students who are homeless.
No, I actually like that. That's terrific. So explain to me what the event Friday was, and since we've missed it, is there a way that we can help raise this horrible issue so more people know about it?
Okay, well, we started an awareness week, the Education for Students Experiencing Homelessness Awareness Week, 5 years ago. And actually, Pat LaMarche worked with you and interviewed me on the show, which was fantastic. And the reason that we did it was because the month of November is Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. But what we wanted to really focus on specifically was the educational portion for students who are experiencing homelessness. Education and letting these students be able to stay in their school is really essential because it's probably the only place where they're getting consistency and stability. So Friday, and actually the last two Fridays, we've had Red Shirt Day, where we've asked people to wear red and post it on social media to support these students who are experiencing homelessness, to sort of put a spotlight that the fact that when we talk about homelessness, it's not adults that we're talking about. We're talking about children. In the nation, the average age of a person who's experiencing homelessness, they're between the ages of 9 and 12. And I think folks need to learn that. They need to educate themselves and realize that when we say homeless, we're talking about children, and to forget about those stereotypes that they tend to think about. So we really want to highlight education as well as the hunger and homelessness portion of it. The event is over. Awareness is ongoing. I would encourage folks to check on our website, on our Facebook page, and they can see all the pictures and resources, et cetera, that are on there. We follow the McKinney-Vento education law because their definition is broader for homelessness than the HUD definition, the Housing Urban Development. And because HUD is such a very limited definition of homelessness, it really doesn't take into account the true folks who are homeless in a different scenario. Again, those who are not stereotypically considered homeless, but really are, because they can get kicked out of places in a heartbeat. So
when you say stereotypically not homeless, what do you mean? Like they're crashing on someone's couch or?
Exactly. Yes. So according to HUD, they don't find that anyone who's living doubled up, or if they're able to pay for a motel room, they don't think that they're homeless. So if they're doubled up, they can be kicked out at any time. And they may be able to pay for their hotel room that night, but it's no assurance that they'll be able to do it again.
And again, that's not, staying in a hotel one night or a shelter another night and jumping mm-hmm. around to a friend's house, that kind of situation is not conducive for learning. I mean, I don't know how a kid
exactly.
can go to school and function in that kind of an environment. And look, it could happen to any of us. And, when we used to do our Hungry and Homeless for the Holidays events, we came across a number of people who you would have never thought were homeless, mm-hmm. that they just ran into some bad luck, and they were families. And then the one thing that I learned is, for a while, before I did this, I had the, you know, the stereotypical views. Oh, they're lazy. They're, you know, they're drunks or drug addicts or whatever. And I found that, you know, a lot of the families had just, you know, lost jobs, lost their homes,
right?
Especially, you know, after the, you know, the collapse of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And the other portion of it, a large number of people who are struggling with mental issues that were just not getting addressed and we're not handling right.
Exactly, right. And when you say all of those things and then you have people trying to think about, okay, let's put this focus on children and students who are trying to go to school. How do we expect them to be educated and how do we expect them to perform in school? So with the McKinney-Vento Act, we're able to reduce and eliminate as many barriers as possible for a student who's experiencing homelessness so that they can attend school, so that they can get to school without their parents having to worry about transportation. Education is so low on a parent's list and also an unaccompanied teenager list that, you know, they're not thinking about it. And we just want to make sure that these students are able to go to school and be successful as much as we can.
Yeah, and we see stories, you know, and one just popped into my head the other day. I saw one where, you know, a high school athlete was homeless and he wasn't allowed to participate. In whatever, I forget what sport it was, because, you know,
football in D.C. Yep.
Okay, well, so you know the story.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going, you know, what help is that kicking this kid to the curb, especially if he has some bit of stability, something to look forward to, something to try and strive to, you know, to attain? It made no sense to me. But, you know, I guess in this world that we live in, you know, shame, tough on you.
Exactly. And the thing of it is he was in D.C., which is our nation's capital, and this is a federal educational law. So for it to have gone as far as it did in terms of having so many people know about it and for it to be national news is just outrageous, because everyone should know, in education especially, should know about the educational law. And as a regional coordinator, that's my job with the 60 districts I work with, to make sure that they know about this so that kids who want to play sports know that they can play sports. And we, you know, work with the athletic associations and let them know it's not just some kid trying to, you know, go to a better school because they have a better sports team. They're legitimately in a situation, and we can vouch for that. And, you know, it's horrible that we have to have that happen and be so public before there's an outcry.
Now, is it too much to ask for that we ensure as a society that no child go to bed hungry and that no child be homeless? I mean, is that too much to ask? And I know a lot of my, you know, my ultra conservative friends say, you know, government shouldn't be involved. This should be for charity and you know, let philanthropy do it. And I go, well, if that's the case, why aren't they doing it? I do believe we need government action. But again, I look at what's going on and we don't seem to ever be eradicating this stuff.
Right. And as I've been doing this, for 17 years, and it just seems to be getting, our numbers seem to be increasing. And I think that the folks who say that we shouldn't have the government involvement, et cetera, are not really understanding what homelessness looks like. And when we say homelessness, as you said earlier, we're not talking about the stereotypes. Most of the families that I work with, they have jobs. It's just that some bad luck happened. You know, you look at all the natural disasters that have happened. Those just didn't happen to people in poverty. Those are folks who, you know, could be are middle-aged or middle-class folks, and they may not have a system in place for them to be able to get another home. So they're living with other people, et cetera. So it's frustrating to know that we have children going to bed hungry. And it's frustrating to know that, you know, this is year five of trying to raise awareness of this, and people still have those stereotypes. And we try to be their voice, and we have a YouTube channel to listen to stories that kids who are actually experiencing homelessness allowed us to read. And I think that's very powerful. We need to get those stories out for people to see, because, you know, unfortunately, people need to see it on TV and be like, oh, yes, that's the kid I need to help, when there are thousands and millions of kids that we need to help in the United States. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, you know, just this horrible thought just popped into my head. Are we going to start seeing Sally Struthers type commercials on TV here about kids in our own neighborhood? Is that what it's going to take?
You know, I don't want it to get to that level, obviously. But, you know, when I get asked about interviews, et cetera, they always want to see a student or talk to a student who is currently experiencing homelessness. And I don't do that because – that one student shouldn't be the poster child for what homelessness is and have that responsibility, et cetera, especially now in the day and age of, you know, social media, et cetera. When people Google that person's name, that label is going to be with them forever.
Yeah.
And I try to talk to them and tell them that you are not homelessness. It is just something that's happening to you. And I tell them that, you know, I'm going to believe in them until they can believe in themselves.
That's an excellent point. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, this couple that we had met when we had done one of our food events. There's a couple, they were living in their car with their daughter, and their daughter was, mm-hmm. you know, the same age as my oldest daughter at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for, you know, about an hour, you know, they stayed and they, you know, we talked and the girls played, and I gave, you know, my daughter some money to go get ice cream from the grocery store, and they sat and they played. And, you know, for a couple of minutes, that girl had, you know, almost like a normal moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, you know, the parents are like, okay, we have to go, you know, back into the car, you know, she just, you know, just started bawling uncontrollably. And
right.
you go, what kind of trauma does this leave on these kids? And look, you know, I don't blame the parents because it could happen
exactly.
to any of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, but for me, it's like there was nowhere for these poor folks to go.
Mm-hmm.
And all they wanted was a job. They just needed that one bit of helping hand, and mm-hmm. they couldn't find anything.
Right. And that's why we keep trying to tell people we're not offering a handout, we're offering a hand up. And by allowing them, you know, to give them a hand up, we're not, you know, letting them get away with things, as people like to say, or, you know, or telling them that they don't have to do anything for this. If I fall down, someone offers me a hand up. That's what we're looking to do. And to have these resources in place in our community is so important. And having folks volunteer at different places, shelters, food banks, any of that stuff, you know, and in the schools as well.
Yeah.
So we have to continue to be voices. That's what we need to do. We need to continue to be voices and be loud and to be as loud as we can with this.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. And I know that frame of the hand up is very mm-hmm. popular. I don't even care if it's a handout at a certain point when you're talking mm-hmm. about kids who are homeless. Look, if we're willing to give away billions of dollars to the wealthiest company in the history of our civilization, in the billions mm-hmm. we're giving Amazon, you know, we can help find a family, a shelter, somewhere where they can, you know, have a small apartment, something that we help fund, mm-hmm. that we make sure that nobody goes homeless or hungry. I mean, it just mm-hmm. if we can give the corporate welfare away, I'm not opposed to helping folks who are at the bottom who need the help. So last question
right.
I've got for you. You know, what can we do to help? I mean, I know the awareness event was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to help? You know, what do you want folks to know? What do you want them to do going forward?
Going forward, I would encourage anyone who's listening or anyone who's part of any community programs or anything, if they want to learn more about students experiencing homelessness, they can contact any of us regional coordinators in Pennsylvania. There's 8 of us. We cover every county in the state. And, you know, let's get conversations started. Let's get people to understand what homelessness looks like. I'd also like to say that continue to volunteer, to continue to donate clothing, et cetera. Do what you can within your capacity to help others. I don't think it's too much to ask to, you know, help your fellow human being in a community. You know, the more that we can do that, then we cause ripples. And, you know, if we do enough ripples, then we'll be able to have a wave of success.
There you go. Sonia, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work, and I'd love to talk to
you
again as you continue this crusade. I don't know another word. I mean, at the end of it, it's got to be something bigger than just an event.
Right. Yes. Well, thank you again for having me on the show and allowing me to be a voice. And, I'd love to talk with you more.
Good stuff. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a good one.
Again, you know, you look at this, and if we can do nothing in this country, it should be to make sure that that every child has a roof over their head and a stomach that's not empty. Just my thought. Love to hear yours. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show.